Every soul in the room keeping time with
Avery. You're listening to Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. My name is Avery Jaffe, and you are doing it live only on radio.dominican.edu and Ustream. Live via the power of the telephone. It's a very special guest who I actually wasn't sure was going to be confirmed for tonight, but he is here. It's Rafael Lopez, also known as DJ Alpha. He performed twice at Coachella 2011.
All the three graduating members of Dominican's men's basketball team. Right next to me, Xander McNally, Mark Lewis, and Xavier Muldrow.
Irina Morozova was named the PacWest Women's Tennis Player of the Week. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm.
But the Stand Your Ground law takes the castle doctrine to wherever you are, and essentially you are a castle wherever you go on the street, which means you have no duty to retreat.
I want to alert everybody that I have no personal training involving using clippers.
Neither did Sweeney Todd, but we'll see how that works out.
Is that what we're going for tonight?
You can do it! You can do it all night long!
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! F***ing thing sucks!
Live from the Penguin Radio Studios on the campus of Dominican University of California, it's Do It Live with me, Avery Jaffe.
Thanks, Avery. My name is Avery Jaffe, as you just heard. This is Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. You are doing it live. Only on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu and Ustream, tinyurl.com/Do It Live. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome again to Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. I am Avery Jaffe, and you are doing it live. We're broadcasting live worldwide from the world headquarters of Penguin Radio in historic Angelico Hall. As I always say in my promo, and as I always say in my intro, Do It Live gives you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican, from campus events to Penguin sports and even Edge Hill parties. The biggest story at Dominican this week and going into this weekend is the constitutional amendment issue that is going to be dealt with as far as ASDU and elections are concerned. Last night, if you are a devoted fan of Avery Jaffe, you heard him speak in the first person as opposed to tonight. Last night, you heard me speak on the hotspot with DJ Juice, who's actually one of my favorite DJ names. His name is actually Hugo, and he's Latino, so the Spanish word for juice, Hugo. Yeah. Anyway, I was on a show debating against the opponents of the constitutional amendment who were encouraging you to fight me, which I don't actively recommend, considering I am 160 pounds, very pale, and have almost no muscle. So... that's that. But I was debating against them on the merits of the constitutional amendment that's going to be voted on Friday and Saturday. So tomorrow and the day after, check your Dominican emails about that. So that's the main story tonight. And in tonight's episode, I'm going to talk about my response to the debate in addition to what I was supposed to say, because I was informed that we weren't actually going to be following the format that I'd been previously instructed was going to be the case. So it ended up being turned into kind of a crossfire, live fire of me going against him going against me, and then the moderator stepping. Anyway, so I'm going to say what I want to say as far as the amendment is concerned, and we'll get into that later. I almost started going off on points right then. Later on in the show, we're going to be talking about, as we always do, the upcoming events at Dominican beyond the amendment and some Penguin athletic action. It's a big deal. So finally tonight, we have Ustream going. It's been a long time since it's actually worked. But if you're watching online, you can see me, and I'm not actually wearing a Dominican shirt tonight, because I can do my laundry just fine. Thank you very much. And as always, later on in the show, we're going to be having call-ins. We're going to be having call-ins all night long. And actually, right now is a perfect time to call. So if you want to call in to Do It Live and do it live yourself, the number is 415-482-3587. That number again is 415-482-3587. So as we wait for some calls, I just want to talk about how the fact that I'm in a great mood right now. I am in a great mood today because previously in the past couple of days, things have not been going so well for me. I am the underdog in the campaign that I'm fighting right now, you could say, to use a word of the opposite side. I am the underdog. And every day that I've been doing work on the campaign, I've gotten so much support from all of my friends. Even last night, people were telling me, "Hey Avery, I listened to what you had to say on the radio show." People getting involved at Dominican is one of the most amazing things to see. We are the anti-Berkeley, as I like to characterize. We're the anti-Berkeley because we're a small school, we're religious, we're on the opposite side of the bay, and none of our students particularly care about much of anything, that's a bad thing, but it's not their fault because they're not going to school for politics. They're going to school for medicine, for business, nothing that really is going to get you engaged in the world, I'm sorry to say. So anyway, this is getting me in a great mood because I love to see activism of any kind throughout the Dominican student body. In addition, the weather has been amazing. It's been great over the past couple of days, recently, you could say, today, perfect. You can't say anything more about it other than perfect. All the ladies was out in day's sundresses, which is okay. I don't mind that. Except the problem with that is that along with sundresses come sandals and flip-flops. And if you are a devoted listener to Do It Live, or if you just know me in real life, you know that I have podophobia. And which is just another way of saying I hate feet. I think they're disgusting and I'm afraid of them. So shame on you if you have them. I got mine removed a couple weeks ago. That number again is 415-482-3587. Again, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with some calls and maybe me talking about the constitutional amendment or something like that.
Play Misty for me. Yes, that's right. DJ Misty is back and she's coming to you live every Thursday night from 7 to 8 for The Scoop. So tune in and get all your entertainment news here on radio.dominican.edu.
That was a bit of Taylor Swift and the Civil Wars with Safe and Sound, in addition to an ad for The Scoop with DJ Misty, the show that's right before me. She's the best ever. So for right now, I'm going to be talking about the ASDU amendment and the debate that I had last night with those who are opposing it. First off, I am not going to censor myself. Obviously, I'm not going to say bad words, but I'm not afraid to speak the truth on this issue. Here's what happened. I wrote on the Facebook event page for the Fight ASDU Facebook event for that campaign. I wrote on their event page saying, hey, I would really like for you to have a debate with me. I would really appreciate your involvement in that. And I would love to have you on my radio show Thursdays, on Thursday from 8 to 9 on Penguin Radio. If that doesn't work, you're more than welcome to do it at any other time. Really, I'm going to leave it up to you and see when you're available, okay? So they say they can't make it on to do it live. That's fine. I'm here. If you guys want to come in and have another debate, that's fine. But I think we pretty well handled it last night. And judging by the responses I got today, I think I pretty well handled that. But speaking about inviting them to debate at all, I said at any time, any place, I will have a debate with you. This is an issue that demands student involvement, student engagement. The students have to know what's going on, and it's only going to help them if they know both sides of the story and both sides of the issue. I said at any time, any place. You know what they said? Sorry, we have prior engagements. Really? At any time or any place, you have prior engagements? Well, I'm sorry, but maybe I want that life because I would never be bored whatsoever. To have prior engagements 24/7 for the next 4 days, I highly doubt that. I highly doubt that. The only reason why they agreed to debate against me is because my friend Victoria Escalada, who's the director of programming on ASDU, I might add, who isn't taking a stand on this issue, is a moderate, is not voting yes or no, was invited to be on the radio show, The Hotspot, with DJ Juice, who is himself a student ambassador, like the people who are trying to get rid of this amendment. So obviously they're going to go on his show because he's their friend and he already supports them, right? Then they invite Tori, who doesn't even have an opinion on the issue, on to debate for the amendment that she isn't even for and that she isn't even against. It's insanity. And you know when she got invited? She got invited to be on that show 20 minutes after I sent the Facebook post on their wall inviting them to a debate. They're cowards. They were cowards and they would not have debated against me in person if Tori hadn't advocated for me to be there. Thank you so much, Tori. I really appreciate what you did, because if it weren't for you, they would never have debated against me, they would have never faced me, and I would not have people coming up to me saying, Avery, you changed my mind on this issue. If you guys want to come into the studio again, fine, because that's just because me interviewing you is just about as fair as having one of your friends interview me. Granted, Juice did an excellent job. He did an excellent job of asking the fair questions, but it's an inherent conflict of interest when he's already signed up on your Facebook page. He's already worked with you. He's voting against the amendment to begin with. That's a conflict of interest. So if you want to come into my show, let me ask you some questions. That's about as fair as everything is going to be. Thank you so much to everybody who listened to the show last night. You are all amazing. So let's just talk about what the amendment does. This is what I wanted to say on the radio show. But we're going to do that after a quick break, because now it's time for Yes by LMFAO, which should tell you how to vote.
Every time I dive in my pool, it's hard to be humble when I do the breaststroke through an underground tunnel and come up on the other side in a jacuzzi, being greeted by two naked models with suds on their booties. They give me hugs and lots of kisses, and they ask me what my wish is. I say, go and call your, cause there's gonna be a party. Next they wash my body as a teen, and then they say, fool, you're royal, is clean. And I'm like, yes, it's on and poppin', yes, the party's rockin', yes, the cutie's shockin', yes, and there ain't no stopping, yes,
It's on and popping, yes. The party's rocking, yes. The cutie's shocking, yes. And there ain't no stopping.
Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my. Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my. Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my dream.
Waking up next to a beautiful girl. Step outside and say hello to my beautiful world. Grandma's cooking breakfast, she makes pancakes the best. I check my MySpace and I got a lot of friend requests. Yes, I get to dance as I walk through my mansion because I own property.
I have to cut LMFAO off there. They talked about MySpace, which is not at all relevant. I really want to talk about one thing, though, about this constitutional amendment, which is the original side that I was going, or the original speech that I was going to make on the radio show. Here it is. My name is Avery Jaffe. I'm on ASDU. I am not running for re-election, and I pledge tonight to never run for president, vice president, or director of programming. The amendment that we're talking about tonight says the candidates for those offices, president, vice president, and director of programming, must have 1 year of ASDU experience at any time in their DU careers in order to run for those offices. It does not affect the 12 other positions on student government. If you go to Dominican, you might be a broke college student. I know I am. Yesterday, I actually went into Safeway and I filled out a job application, and on the line where it said desired position, I wrote CEO. The manager looked at me and said, get the censored out. So that's not actually a true story, but it does prove a point. If you want a job, you don't start off at the top. And I was always taught that the way you work your way up the ladder and get real hands-on experience is by starting humbly. You start at the bottom and work your way up, because you can't just expect to come into the top and change everything. ASDU is a huge responsibility, and those who lead it, lead ASDU, not who participated on it, but those who lead it must have hands-on experience in student government. On the website that I just published today, and if you've been walking around campus, you can see the big old sign in Calarega Dining Hall. So proud of it. Go to www.voteyesdu.com. So that all of that is on the website right now. But I talk about getting a job at Safeway because it's the Safeway. It's the most easily relatable thing that you can talk about. You don't apply to a job and say that you want to go straight to the top. To quote AC/DC, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. I didn't want to say that on the radio. But Dominican has amazing leaders, and I'll get to that later, but our leaders are meant to be contributing members on their student government. I believe that at a certain point, we have to accept that experience with a club or honor society or any other activity at Dominican does not mean you're instantly qualified to run an organization you've never been a part of. So what is the ASDU amendment? It applies to 3 out of the 15 positions on student government. And I believe that the candidates who run for president, vice president, director of programming should have at least 1 year of student government experience. Otherwise, we risk losing the progress we've made this year and in years past. Don't get me wrong, by no means is this a perfect amendment. But anything is better than protecting, anything is better to protect students from what we have right now. My opponents will gladly tell you that ASDU is only in it for ourselves. That's a lie. ASDU is always and continues to fight for you. We're fighting for you. If that was true, we would not even be having the special election. We were under no obligation to put this constitutional amendment to a vote. Now, previously there had been a vote on the constitutional amendment. We did not do a good job of publicizing. Mea culpa, that's our fault. We sincerely apologize. However, now that there have been students complaining about it, bringing it to our attention that we want this to be repealed, we want this to be put up for another vote, ASDU said, sure, fine, absolutely. You're right. We're going to put it to another vote. We're not stifling anybody's creative freedom. We're not stifling anybody's vote. We are giving you
another chance to make yourself heard. And we're doing a good job of it, right? Everybody on campus, if they're not talking about it, they've heard about it. I sincerely believe that to be true. Now, normally, and we gave the opponents of this amendment credit. We honored what they're saying. We believed in them. Normally, you're supposed to check every signature on a petition with the Office of the Registrar. We didn't. And neither in the responsibility is actually on the petition gatherer. He didn't. But that's okay, because we saw the movement in the student body among that certain sector and said, okay, well, maybe they're right. Maybe they have a point. Just to sum up this particular point, ASDU was under no obligation to put the amendment up for a vote, but it was our choice to do so because, in our opinion, students always have to decide, even if that means voting for a second time. Another point, no one is excluded from running. The opponents will tell you that this amendment excludes the student body from being on ASDU, and that's false. This doesn't exclude anyone. What we propose is a year-long commitment to student government. If you're currently a freshman or a sophomore at Dominican, if you're listening, if you're a freshman, and I know you're listening, I hear you breathing. If you're a freshman or a sophomore and you're not on ASDU right now, nothing is stopping you from becoming president in your senior year. There's no restriction, so long as you give a year-long commitment to the organization that you want to serve. If you're a junior and you're listening to it, I don't know, I may not be too popular with the upperclassmen. If you're listening as a junior right now and you're not on ASDU, you are more than welcome to run for one of the other 12 positions. Yes, president, vice president, director of programming are important, but so is every other position in their own way. And it's important to mention that the main people in charge of this campaign have never, ever, 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 ever expressed any interest in being on their student government until now. They're juniors. This amendment affects juniors from being the face of ASDU, not from being in ASDU, but from being the face of it. I wonder why they're complaining now. The 15 members of ASDU, there's 15 of us, remember, are each important in their own way. And here's the reason why I bring it up. This is why it's only president, vice president, and director of programming. This is why we're not doing this for every other position. Each of our vote counts just as much as the rest. And every ASDU position has shared power. Every ASDU position requires some degree of leadership experience, right? So if we all have the same amount of votes, if we all have the same amount of power, influence, gravitas, whatever, what's the difference between between me as a freshman class representative or any other of the 12 others who aren't president, vice president, or director of programming? What's the difference between us and them? If we all do the same job, what's the difference? The difference is that those three positions are directly in charge of leading the organization. They are required to have experience leading student government itself. To be on ASDU, you have to be a leader, which means that you can come as a leader from a club, a leader from campus ministry, a leader from anything, which means that you're good at leadership, right? But that doesn't mean you're specifically good at leadership within student government, because you've never been in student government before. Experience matters. President, vice president, director of programming require leadership experience from directly within the student government itself. That separates them from other positions. And that's what this whole amendment is about. And the founding fathers agreed with me, saying that president of the United States has to be 35 years old. Why would they do that? Well, would you vote for an 18-year-old president? Of course not. But why wouldn't you? Well, that person is inherently not qualified to run the federal government. Obviously, we can't base it on age in college, so we have to base it on class year or past involvement. Dominican, again, I go back to this, has amazing leaders. I want you on ASDU. Every day, I'm inspired. Seriously, this is legitimate. Every day I'm inspired by the leaders among the Dominican student body. We have tremendous leaders here, and two of my opponents are among them. And I wholeheartedly believe that. I absolutely do. I believe that they are great leaders. I happen to disagree with them severely, but they're doing a good job of making me the underdog, right? And I truly believe that ASD would be better off with them on student government. However, I'm very disappointed that they have expressed no interest whatsoever in being on ASDU prior to this year, which makes me raise some ethical questions. Let me put it in another way. My two opponents are both student ambassadors at Dominican. They work for the Office of Admissions. Now, within the student ambassador program, there is a position called ambassador captain. I already talked about the Safeway example. Now let me make it personal, right? Let me talk about their position and how it's practically the same thing as a restriction on president, right? So there's this position called ambassador captain within this organization that they're devoted to, okay? I want to be a student ambassador, right? So I have no experience working for the admissions department whatsoever, but I want to be an ambassador captain. I want to lead the other student ambassadors. I want to be in charge of them. And look, I have leadership experience. I've been on student government. I've been active in the Dominican campus. I've been in clubs. I've been at sporting events. I'm pretty well known. And that's not being me being arrogant. It's me saying, hey, I'm a leader on campus. I should be head of the student ambassadors. I should be ambassador captain. Is that fair? Is that even smart? No. I have no experience leading an organization. Why would I want to run it if I've never even been within it? So what's the difference between a student ambassador captain? What's the difference between me running for a student ambassador captain position without having ever been involved in that organization and me running for president of ASDU having never been in ASDU? What's the difference? There isn't one. The fact is that I can't run the student ambassadors. I have no experience working within the organization. So the fact is that it can't just be anyone running ASDU, not being on ASDU, but running it, because they have no experience working within the organization. I would be just as good an ambassador captain as my opponents would be student body president, namely, not very good. Speaking universally here, how can you run something you've never been a part of? Experience matters, but so does the truth. Here's the bottom line. President, vice president, director of programming hold just as much power as any of the 12 other positions. The difference is that these three jobs are the ones in charge of the student government, not the ones who lead the student body. Every position does that. They're the ones in charge of running the organization itself. I say tonight to Dominican's leaders from clubs, honor societies, campus ministry, or any other organization, join ASDU. And after a year, when you've worked your way up the ladder and seen what it's like, run for president, vice president, or director of programming. We need you, and you are not being excluded. For a consistent and effective ASDU, and for a consistent and effective student government in Dominican as a whole, let there be experienced leadership. Students deserve it. If you're listening and you're a student, you deserve it. I'm fighting for you. How do you vote? Beginning tomorrow, check your DU email and vote yes on the amendment. You'll get an email from either Paul or ASDU itself with the ballot link attached. It takes less time to, now I have to think of a joke. It takes less time to vote on this amendment than it does to get that booger out of the back of your nose that you've been thinking about for the past couple of minutes, or you've at least been digging. It takes less time. It's really easy to vote. And if you're walking by Calarega, go ahead and either use a QR code scanner or just type it into your mobile browser, www.voteyesdu.org. Thank you so much for listening to my spiel. That's what I was supposed to say on last night's debate. But you know what? I'm glad that I got to say both, right? Because at this time, I'm able to debate against him. I'm able to change people's minds. And now I'm able to give my side of the story without interruption. If you'd like to interrupt me, call in to Penguin Radio, 415-482-3587. That number again, 415-482-3587. If you have questions for me, if you want to totally screw me up without saying any bad words, if you want to make something up, it would be funny. Now's your chance to do stand-up on the radio. This is Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. My name is Avery Jaffe, and you are doing it live. Thursdays at 8 on radio.dominican.edu and Ustream, tinyurl.com/doitlive. We'll be back in just a minute with Penguin Sports and some shout-outs, my favorite. Dancer by Elton John, one of my favorites. Love the Elton John. Okay, no, we don't get to play music after that. You know, the radio DJ program was about to follow up Tiny Dancer with Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. You know, two great artists. I'm totally kidding. Katy Perry, you suck. Anyway, we're still looking for those calls. I'm sorry if you called in the couple minutes that we were on break. I did have to go pee. So if you called in and I missed your call, the number again is 415-482-3587. And I'm pretty sure nobody wanted to hear that intimate detail about me. But, you know, we all do it. Anyway, we're going to be talking about Penguin Sports right now. My favorite. Now, here's the cool part. If you've been listening to this show since 8 o'clock, you heard in the beginning of the radio show me a clip of me sitting down with Irina Morozova, who is a Dominican Lady Penguins tennis player at this university. She's essentially like the leader of the team. She's the best at singles, the best at doubles, and so usually the top players get paired up with her, right? So Irina and Gabby Vespiren, who is her doubles partner, actually a former Division I player at Gonzaga. Shout out to, I have two friends at Gonzaga. One of them I dated. That's kind of awkward. she came from Gonzaga Division I, and she turned out to be allergic to Spokane, and like she was getting rashes and stuff, and who wouldn't, because it's Spokane. Ooh. So she came to Dominican, which is a Division II school, as a Division I women's tennis player, and she's been lighting up the courts. Right now, going on at the Marin Tennis Club over on Bell Avenue in San Rafael, right across the street from Dominican's campus, you can actually just walk to it, is the Pacific West Conference Women's Tennis Championship. So the best teams, the best players of the Pac West are in San Rafael this weekend. Then it began today with a big, big upset. I don't want to do the story any disservice, so here's the story by Dave Albee from DominicanAthletics.com. It wasn't the David versus Goliath matchup Irina Morozova and Gabby Vespiren were expecting Thursday, but their resulting upset win sure felt that big by proportion. Morozova and Vespiren, the number one doubles team for Dominican, stunned the top doubles team, so the number one doubles team of the number one ranked Intercollegiate Tennis Association, the ITA, team in the country in Division II in the quarterfinals of the Pacific West Conference Championships at the Marin Tennis Club. Okay, so let's get this straight. The Dominicans, Davids, you could say, took on the Goliaths of BYU Hawaii. Ihuswan Hani Huang and her doubles partner, Sherry Liu. basically, here's what you need to know. BYU Hawaii, number one ranked tennis school in the nation. Their number one doubles team plays Dominican. Who wins? Penguins, baby. Dominican, huge win. Maybe it's for the women. The Lady Penguins tandem defeated BYU Hawaii. Here's the names. I got it mixed up before. Marietta Tuiantoa and Tanja Rebholz, who entered the tournament with a combined record of 33-2 in singles this season. So Gabby Vespiren, in response or in reaction to it, said, "It hasn't really sunk in. It's like, what just happened?" And Irina, my personal friend, saw her in the library yesterday. She's been spending like 4 hours a day in the library. For Dominican and for tennis, it's just great. PacWest Commissioner Bob Hogue says, "It's a historic win for the Dominican program. It shows the growth in PacWest tennis." And it really does. Who would have thought in advance of this season that Penguin tennis was going to be this big of a deal? We've had the... Irina Morozova was named the Women's Tennis Player of the Week. The entire team, all six of them, was named to the top 10 players on that subsequent week's honor roll, on the PacWest honor roll. So every member of Dominican tennis has been featured in some form of honors every year. It is amazing. And for a school like Dominican that's had athletics that you could easily describe as subpar, this is a BFD. To quote Joe Biden, a big freaking deal. Dominican tennis, their doubles team, defeats the number one doubles team on the number one team in the nation in San Rafael. Why do I care about this so much? Well, I think Irina's pretty cool. And I get to announce the PacWest Women's Tennis Championships tomorrow and tomorrow and Saturday, actually. It's going to be a really busy weekend for me because I have to do all this amendment stuff. I have the tennis announcing coming up, but oh my gosh, does this make me proud to be a Dominican student tonight. Dominican tennis upsets the number one team in the nation. Not the league, the nation. Anyway, so if you really have to come out to the courts. This year's PacWest Championships will conclude on Saturday with the championship finals beginning at 1 p.m. at the Marin Tennis Center, with the first and third place matches after the consolation bracket. Seventh and fifth place matches are contested at Terra Linda High School beginning at 9 a.m. Big effing deal. Go Penguins. We'll be right back with the shout-outs after this short break. Oh, you guys are going to have to listen to Adele. I'm really sorry about that. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me, it isn't over. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never. Seriously, not about to go from Adele to Maroon 5. So we're back on radio.dominican.edu and Ustream, tinyurl.com/doitlive. My name is Avery Jaffe. You are doing it live because Thursday's the day. You know what it is. Black and yellow. No. Radio.dominican.edu's very own Do It Live with me, Avery Jaffe. That's what you're listening to. I'm very sorry about that. Somebody please call in. Gosh, I'm like asking. I'm waiting for you. I'm on my... the edge of my seat. Just don't call me out on that if you're watching on Ustream, because I'm actually not. But still, 415-482-3587. Show ends at 9, people. I'm a waiting. Anyway, my favorite thing, Time to do some shout-outs. And let me get some shout-out music in the background. I think Skrillex is going to be a good choice tonight. Because I hate you all, that's why. Yeah. How about that?
Yes! Oh my God!
That is disgusting. And I don't even mean disgusting in a good way. Just, that's disgusting. So Skrillex performed at Coachella a couple years ago. Speaking of Coachella, another Do It Liver in the news. Alf Alfa, the first Coachella Valley musician to perform twice at the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, also known as Coachella, was interviewed by me on radio.dominican.edu's tinyurl.com/doitlive. So that's kind of the tie-in there. Anyway, back to the shout-outs. I think that's enough of Skrillex for right there. As I always say on my personal page, comment here for a shout-out tonight. And the first one goes off to my future wife, Pam Chang, at this, like, what is it, like Harvard Community College or something like that? She goes to some school called, like, Harvard. I don't even... well, and Larissa liked that status as well. She's in my ethics class, which I may or may not have been in today. Sorry about that, Mom and Dad. Dami Perry, co-host, of the Monday Hangover on Mondays from, as I look down the line, Mondays from 9 to 11 p.m. with DJ Swag and DJ Flava. Now, they're both two Dominican athletes. One of my favorite shows because they talk about the heart of DU. Dominican Athletics. Hopefully they'll be talking about Morozova and Vespiren. That is, if they can actually pronounce their last names like I can. My father, James Martin Jaffe, his social security, no, Jim Jaffe. Love the initiative, he says. Now how about a shout out? I want my 15 nanoseconds of fame. Dad, I love you. And you got like 15 seconds of fame or something like that. Brianna Bombard doesn't get a shout out because she's not voting for the amendment, so screw you. Mary Styler says, me, oh wait, I can't hear it. Yes, you can. This is an internet radio show. How many times do I have to tell you people you don't need to live in San Francisco or San Rafael to listen to the show? It's not hard. There's Ustream. If you don't want to look at my face, because who would? There's Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Do you think I'm a legitimate enough radio show host to actually host a broadcast radio over-the-air show? Hell no. That's the reason why, because I just said a bad word, and you can't say that. That's why I'm on. 415-482-3587 if you want to stop me from my madness. Avery Jaffe commented, I hate that guy. Gerard Cabarsi. Gerard, you've really been there for me this week, especially with all the stress that's been involved with this campaign. He says, A, let me in the booth. Okay, he said the booth, but starting off with A makes me, you know, slur the ends of words. But he says, A, let me in the booth. Gerard, thank you so much for your help this week. I so much appreciate you. You're like the only junior who's on my side. Genevieve Schmidt says, sup, me and Sarah Creeley are here. El Nino. Sorry, typing class notes into this. Water scarcity. And as we always say, Genevieve Schmidt is my biggest fan. I love you, Genevieve. You're like my mom at Dominican. Let's move on from that. But Genevieve and Anya, and maybe Sarah too, but maybe Anya isn't in class today, always listen to Do It Live. They're my biggest fans. I love you dearly. Thanks for helping me with putting up flyers about the amendment. It's all about the amendment, folks. That's what I'm telling you. Thank you so much for your help. And they're in the class called Psychology of Natural Disasters, which in and of itself is a natural disaster. Because it's terrible. I mean, how bad could it be if you wanted to listen to me talk about this and play music like this all night long? And You're Never Going Back Again, which is the name of that Fleetwood Mac song. Love Fleetwood. And Anya Fitzgerald, who I actually just set you up for that. She commented saying, even though I'm not in class tonight with them, like I should be, I want a shout out. Anya, only because you said that, you got a shout out. John Coulter, I didn't know you could actually read my comments. I guess I posted that public for some whatever the reason. John Coulter says, I read all your commentary. Love what you do. Keep it up, John Coulter. Shout out to you. And you're actually the father of JLC. JLC, who is my favorite his son and I, John's son, James, and I grew up together in LA. We hung out. And then James got famous for being able to be a beast, a guitar hero, and capitalized off that to make some hilarious YouTube videos. I don't know. He changes his YouTube address daily. It's like youtube.com/James like crazy, youtube.com/JLC. He's at Washington University in St. Louis right now. He's awesome. But seriously, dude, she's down for my peepee. That's a reference to one of his videos. I apologize if you haven't seen some of those. I don't apologize for saying that. I apologize if you haven't seen some of his videos. Connor Campbell, the valedictorian of the Marywood Palm Valley School in my graduating class. My first friend who said, well, not my first friend who said, but my first friend at Marywood Palm Valley. If you know me, you might know that I transferred high schools in sophomore year. Kind of failed out. Awkward story, but came to this new school, met Connor. He ended up being the valedictorian. Isn't hard to do when there's 15 people in the class. But anyway, the first day I was there, he described one of our classmates as, this is Thomas. He's kind of an a-hole. Connor, you're the best. And he finally got a shout-out because since he's on Colorado time at the Colorado School of Mines, like chink, 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 let's dig for some ore nuggets, mines, he never listens to my show because he hates me. No, he never listens to my show because he's probably catching up on sleep or something like that. And we have, following him, his father, Phil Campbell, who is kind of one of my bigger fans for Do It Live, as far as that's concerned. Phil, I can't call you that. Mr. Campbell, he was a math tutor. He's a teacher at Marywood Palm Valley, a math teacher, which means I have absolutely nothing in common. But he's still cool because he likes the humanities. He still likes political science. And he's kind of, I think Phil Campbell is a pretty cool guy. And teaches math and is kind of conservative and doesn't afraid of anything. Sorry, that another reference. I apologize for these continued references, but that's what shout-outs are about. As my time slowly ticks away, we have 5 minutes of the show left. Somebody, just call in. It's a long-distance call, but it's worth it in the end. Unless the phone isn't working, nobody's telling me, 415-482-3587. 415-482-3587. And Phil Campbell says, I speak loudly and I carry a bigger stick and I use it too. I think he's referring to his son who said, yes, yes, I finally got this one. Me, me, me. And then following that is Erica Gilbert, or Erica Gilbert, who lives down the hall from me. She says, me, me, me. You're not even listening, okay? And finally, final shout out of the night, because none of y'all lazy sons of bees bothered to call in, Amy Douglas. Basically, the only reason why I stayed at La Quinta High School in my sophomore year, why I didn't totally become a screw up. Thank you so much for the shout out. And we have a call right now. I hope it's from somebody legit. Let's see who it is. You're on Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. Who's this?
Avery Jaffe, you're doing a fantastic job, and I feel bad that nobody calls into this amazing show.
Well,
people, get it together. Clean it up.
Usually we have about 3 calls. Now, caller, who is this, even though you might be in the room right next to me?
Oh, no, I'm not in the room next to you.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, so
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't sell you out like that.
Okay, but you're not, you're remaining anonymous, aren't you?
I might be in the hallway here in Angelica.
Well, you're listening to the voice of Hunter Horenstein, the new...
No.
Yes.
You don't have to... No, come
yes.
on.
I'm yes.
trying to help you out. No, I'm just here to say, listeners, seriously, call into Avery's show. You know, I'm not necessarily competing with him since he's not talking about sports, but
yeah.
It is a fantastic show, and people, you need to call in, and you need to be interactive with it, because, believe it or not, it's kind of tough doing a one-person show by yourself when there's nobody to interact with.
Exactly, and I usually have to interact with myself, but that's below the table, and you can't see it on Ustream. No, that's terrible. Terrible. Why would I even say that?
You're doing a fantastic job, Avery. Nice job, buddy.
Thank you, Hunter.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Hunter is the host of Pacific's Baseball Insider that's actually starting tomorrow morning, I think at 9 a.m. or something like that. He didn't want to give me a shout-out, so I'm giving him a shout-out. Apparently, Erica actually is listening to the show. I apologize, Erica. That's embarrassing. I said that she wasn't listening. But Hunter hosts Pacific's Baseball Insider. He is the community outreach coordinator for the San Rafael Pacifics baseball team and the new host of this radio show. It's going to be a big deal. Maybe not as big a deal as Irina Morozova and Gabby Vespirin defeating the number one doubles team on the number one tennis team in the nation. Christ almighty. Can you believe that? In any case, thanks so much to everybody who called in. And I hate all of you who didn't call in. Go home. I'm going to delete you from my Facebook because that is the true sign of what friendship is to me. Let me just close with a minute left about a personal note. This may or may not be my last show. Do it live. For the season, at least. Now, due to some complications earlier in the year, like when my inaugural show got cut off by a big history lecture, we may get an additional show next week. And we probably will. But seriously, being on a radio show, being able to interact with listeners or viewers or whatever is one of the most fun things you can ever possibly do. It is so fun. And everybody should try it at least one time in their life. I will not be at Dominican. And this is on even more personal note, I will not be at Dominican next semester. It is very probable that I will be receiving a job with the Obama campaign in Ohio, which means that considering how much I love the Buckeye State, I will not be back in California until after Election Day. This is a decision that, you know, I've struggled with, and believe me, there are bigger decisions at play, even beyond the scope of radio show hosting or even beyond the scope of taking a semester off to work on the Obama campaign. But these are two things that I absolutely love to do. And I consider myself blessed that I've been able to do each of them. I worked on the campaign last summer, and I've been able to start a new radio show for the first time ever this semester. So That's the show for this week. My name is Avery Jaffe. This has been Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. I'll see you next week. I promise that's going to be the case. I think my mom's a little confused. I'll talk to you later. But just to wrap up, you can do it live at any time on our blog at doitlive.blogspot.com. This episode will be podcasted and saved for all of eternity, accessible at radio.dominican.edu. We've recorded our live video stream of not Dustin Sarcot. That was an old script. We've recorded our live video stream of tonight's show, and we'll be posting that later on Ustream. And you can just go to Ustream, tinyurl.com/doitlive, or go to ustream.tv and search Do It Live with a DU and no spaces. And as always, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/doitlive. Again, thanks so much for listening to the show. We'll see you next year. We'll see you here next week. And here's the thing. Vote yes on the amendment, okay? If you do anything at all this weekend, vote yes. It's important. I'd be more than happy to see you in person, to talk to you about it, to see you cast your vote. Thank you so much. Keep the faith. Experience matters. Vote yes.